Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. In today's episode, you will meet Lukasz, who comes from Slovakia and is armed with a passion for digital media and a thirst for knowledge. Get to know his journey in the vibrant academic world of Germany.
Hello to all the people who are listening to us. I'm glad you're there. I'm Lukasz. I come from Slovakia originally. I'm here in Germany for almost a year now. I study digital media, and it's something that I chose because I used to work with media already in the past. I was quite active at my high school, where we did some live broadcasts, especially during the COVID pandemic, which was pretty exciting. We sort of made this TV studio in one of the classes. Yeah, I guess that's about me in short.
All right. So what was your biggest motivation to move here to Germany?
Yes, I think the biggest motivation, so I was considering more countries than just Germany, but Germany had this special characteristic, and that was the fact that I knew some German before I came to Germany. It just sort of seemed like there was some connection already because of the language. And I mean, the culture is also not that far from the Slovak one. It's international, but it's not too far from Slovakia. Like, I usually fly by plane when I go home, but you can also come with a car or something, so it's not that far. It's actually still part of Central Europe, which Slovakia is part of as well. But yeah, I suppose it was this language argument the most, because I'm the sort of person who doesn't just want to be at the university, but also to be able to engage with people around the university and sort of in the wider society. And that's something I can do in Germany. I could theoretically also do it in Austria, but Austria didn't have so many English programs, bachelor programs, and my German definitely wasn't at an academic level before I came to Germany. So I suppose it was the biggest motivation.
Okay, so you actually knew German before coming here. How did you learn that? What was your, was it like at your high school, or did you do it on your own? What was your pathway to learning German?
Yeah, well, some people say German is a hard language. I would not say so at this point, especially in comparison to Slovak. I mean, we have 6 cases in Slovak. In German, you have 4. But maybe this is like a sort of metaphor for how my journey with German looked like. It was a tough one. So I started learning German in my 6th grade of the secondary school. Back then, we didn't really have a choice. We needed to take the course. But it sort of made sense because I come from Western Slovakia, so Vienna and I mean Austria is very close, so, and also historically, like, people from Bratislava and around, I'm not from Bratislava, but well, from close to there, so it makes also sense to know the language, and people historically knew German in that region. So it was a school subject for me for about like 4 years. Then I went to my high school, where I still had German, but focused on it less because I focused on other things back then. It was, I think, only in the 3rd year of high school when I realized, like, okay, maybe I actually would use German for something in my life, such as when I was considering like where to go and study. Yeah, so then that's when German became more like a language which I could practically use, and I started focusing on it more. I remember I had these conversations for like a half an hour with a friend who lived in Germany, so that I would just like sort of start speaking. But yeah, it was a tough road because like my German would sort of go into the state where it was before, and I would start again. And
so your pathway to learning German was a roller coaster.
Yeah, there were many times I wanted to give up, and actually going to Germany for me was like, so I'm going to this country, and either now like this sort of curse that was there for me with German, like it's gonna break, and I'll finally learn German and well, and never forget it again, like with English. Or I'm just gonna give up forever, and so I'm glad I didn't give up, and yeah, I think my German is on a pathway to be where my English is in sometime, I would say.
Wow. So Lukasz, if you could transport one thing from Slovakia to Germany, whether it's a tangible object, a culture, practice, or a mindset, what would that be and why?
Mm-hmm. So I think I like the Slovak mindset, although that's sort of my understanding of our history. I'm not really sure whether that's how it is for everyone in Slovakia, especially for the younger generation. But the thing about Slovak history is that we were sort of always under influence of one nation or another. We only got our own country. Well, Slovakia exists since 1993, but we could also count Czechoslovakia as like something. Some sort of a country which was already closer to like us getting a nation state than in the past. But this past basically means that like we never had it easy as Slovak people. We always need to like fight our way through, and that sort of made us really perseverant. I think we really are hardworking, and that's something that I kind of and perseverant, which I think you need to be in life if you really want to achieve something. So I think that's a mindset which I like. Our past was not easy, but tough situations also make for a good character, I think sometimes people say. So I think that's what I like about this sort of mindset. Yeah,
it's very interesting because a lot of people would say similar about my country, Poland, mm-hmm. you know, because it also used to be under, you know, influence of one country, then another one. But I never was thinking about it this way, that it actually can make you, you know, robust, you know,
mm-hmm.
Understanding like complicated history, you know, of your country. That's an interesting point, actually. Okay, but let's go further then. Let's focus a little bit more on your home country, Slovakia, because you're actually the first person from this country that I know from Leuphana, actually. Do you have any other Slovakian friends here? Have you met someone?
So I actually don't. And this is something, so I really love my country. But when I was going abroad, I was like, well, I know many Slovaks from Slovakia, obviously. But this is something I actually kind of really enjoy here at Leuphana, and also in the world. Well, it depends on where you go. But here at Leuphana, I haven't met any Slovak. I met one girl who is German, but she was born in Czech Republic, and Czech and Slovak language, they are very similar. So we did have one conversation in Czech, actually, which was very hard for me to speak after. Well, so actually, we don't really speak Czech in Slovakia because Czech people understand Slovak and Slovak people. So I do speak in Slovak, obviously, with my parents and when I call with people from Slovakia, but talking with a person in Czech was really tough. And actually, my German was like, I was thinking in German and trying to speak in Czech, so it was very interesting. At that point, I was just like, oh, well, my German must be really like pretty at a good level when it sort of comes or becomes more dominant in Czech. But about the friends. So I haven't met any Slovak person. I don't think there is one. If there is, then I never really looked for my Slovak group. It's also because I like to not, like I do notice that like when people from countries which are bigger, they tend to sometimes like hang out together, which I think is very much fine if you want to do that. But I came abroad to really like get an international experience and get to know people who I would not get to know in Slovakia. And this really made me open, but I don't really have my Slovak world here. I do when I call with people from Slovakia, but I don't... I don't have any Slovak friends, and so, I don't miss that in any way, actually. I mean, here at Leuphana.
Okay, so you just don't want Slovakia to be like the main part of your identity, you know, that...
That depends. I would say, if we started like listening to Slovak folk music, then you would really see how much I like Slovakia. But yeah, for now here abroad, I like to get to know cultures which are very different from mine because, yeah, I've been in Slovakia for 19 years, as I say always. So I had a lot of time to get to know that culture. And here I sort of explore something else.
Yeah, that's a year to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you actually maybe introduced any like Slovak traditions or customs to your German friends or some international friends from other countries?
Oh yeah, so we did do some Slovak dishes, but I think when it comes to like the cultural traditions, I did once show them how the Easter looks like in Slovakia. And this is something which I always find super interesting when I'm abroad to be explaining, because I always get like weird looks from people. In the context of Slovakia, it makes sense. So we have this tradition during Easter that boys and men, they would like go around the village and visit all the girls they know, and they would like throw buckets of cold water at them, and like they would make this whip from like willow, and so it's called willow whip, and they would like whip the women on like legs, and I mean in sort of
sounds like fun.
Yeah, I mean in Slovakia it is. I would say when you explain this to like people abroad, they're like, well, you know, with a sort of equality and everything that we are aware of today, they just like don't really understand it. The meaning of it in Slovakia is that like women are supposed to be beautiful and healthy as a result of like men doing this during Easter. So that's sort of the meaning which this tradition has. And if you like it, I think it's very much fine. To be honest, I actually never really liked it. I only did it when I was a kid. And even back then, I didn't like it. So it's not like something I present with excitement to people, especially with the weird looks.
Yeah.
But I can understand how the people who really like traditions can enjoy it.
So we actually have in Poland something very similar, but there is no like distinguishment that you throw cold water only on women. It's mm-hmm. like everyone fights with everyone, you know. You can walk through the street mm-hmm. and then you just suddenly someone throws a bucket of freezing cold water mm-hmm. you know, through the window at your head. So yeah, we are not limiting ourselves in Poland to genders, we're just attacking everyone. That was always the most exciting holiday for me as a kid. The older I was getting, the more I was getting annoyed, you know, that mm-hmm. someone is throwing water yeah. into my direction. Did you actually have that one quirky moment when you realized, yeah, I'm definitely not in Slovakia anymore?
I did. I mean, there is a lot of similarity between the German culture and the Slovak one, so I didn't actually have culture shock when I came. Obviously, I did have that thing which every international person has, which is like you at first are very excited and then you sort of are sad and then everything is okay. But I think this moment for me was like when I, so here in Germany, when you're going to throw like glass waste into the bin on the street, there is always, or usually I think, written like the times or time frame during which you can do that. So for example, it's like forbidden to do it after 8, I think, here.
Or on Sunday.
Yeah, precisely. So that people would not be disturbed. We don't really have this in Slovakia. And when I saw this, I was just like, well, this is, I mean, okay, Germans are known for the rules, but I was just like, well, this is pretty interesting that like they would even have a rule for like, when can you be throwing? I mean, in Slovakia, nobody really cares.
Yes. That's true. I remember even once at 8 to do my washing, you know, mm-hmm. just put clothes into my washing machine, and then my flatmate was like, it's 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Do you know that at around 9 p.m. it's gonna start making those weird sounds? What our neighbors will say? Will they start knocking on the doors? And I'm like, what? Like mm-hmm. like something like that would never come to my mind, you know. I thought like it feels like so abstract to think that someone would care what am I doing, you know, in mm-hmm. my own apartment, you know. Like
it is interesting. I have an experience that I'm living in I was living in the student residence, so like a dormitory, and there people would like do the laundry even at 11 p.m. So.
Yeah, I had a similar experience when I was living at the dormitory for uh-huh. sure. But I feel like maybe it changes a little bit when you live among like adult is a wrong word, but yeah, not students. Yeah.
No. Well, if I end up living like that at some point, then maybe I'm gonna experience that. I'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Okay, so did you maybe encounter any unexpected challenges? Can you like share a particular hurdle you faced during your journey as a student here and how you managed to overcome it?
Mm-hmm. So there weren't so many of them, I suppose, but that really depends also from which country you're coming. So like all the sort of visa stuff that many people need to go through, I didn't have to go through because we are both from EU, right? So that makes things easier. But I remember when I came to Germany, obviously I needed to open my bank account, and I couldn't do that before I came to Germany because you needed to be like verified for odd. I'm just thinking now in German. So like you need to be verified like in person. So I did that, but then like the bank was not like saying anything for like 2 weeks or something. And I already needed the bank account because I also needed to like pay the rent. And after like 2 weeks, I was just like, well, this is taking too long. Like they have all the documents. They verified me at the German post. That should be all fine. So then I wrote to them like, what's the problem? Only then they told me that like they are missing some document about whether I'll be staying most of the year in Slovakia or in Germany, which I then sent them, and then it finally got approved. But it was kind of funny to like see that if I haven't asked, like they wouldn't even let me know. So that was one thing. And then I think also like looking for doctors wasn't that tough actually, but yeah, that also was a challenge. Also just like learning all the German words for all the sorts of things you need to talk about with a doctor. Yeah, I suppose it's usually the procedural things, which for me are like the hurdles, like, all the other things are usually fine.
Now, a little bit different topic that I wanted to mention is like this question of belonging to a new place. Have you managed to bridge the gap between your homeland and your adopted country?
Yeah, so as I talked about, like the Slovak friends here, which I don't have because there are no Slovak people here at the university. That's not the way how I was bridging the distance between Germany and Slovakia. But I also kind of didn't feel the need to. I knew from the beginning that I want to be in touch with internationals because that's normal. If you're an international, you will definitely be in touch, regardless of what you do. But I also wanted to make sure that I would be in touch with Germans, because I feel like if you don't like from the beginning sort of make yourself engaged with the both worlds, as I call them, it can become then a habit to just spend time with other internationals. And I really didn't want to do that also because I know German. So, and it wasn't easy in the beginning. It also felt kind of forced, because I was just like, well, I just can talk like, you know, with international people. But I think it's good to force yourself in the beginning, because then you will not need to force yourself so much later on. It will become a normal thing.
It's such an interesting theme you're mentioning. I remember when I arrived here to Germany, my first days when I was meeting new people from all over the world, not just Germany, but of course other countries. I remember international students, and not only students, mentioning that if you want to make friends as an international with Germans, you need to work for it, you know? Like, and I heard once this really interesting comparison that making friends with international students is like eating a peach, you know? It's mm-hmm. it's really soft outside, but it's maybe at one point it gets hard. Mm-hmm. And making friends with Germans can be like eating a coconut, you know, that the mm-hmm. shell is so hard and difficult to get through, but when you get through it, it's actually easy, you know.
Oh yeah, I think I could relate to that. That's what I mentioned with the, like, in the beginning it's gonna be hard, but then you will get used to it, and it will, like, you just need to break the wall, let's say, and then it's gonna be fine. So usually people think of like relationships with people like it needs to, like it should be easy and just like natural, but especially when you're coming to like a completely new place. Okay, depends on what you're introverted, extroverted,
and it also depends to what country you are going to. It depends on the culture.
Yeah, because it does.
I think that in some countries or cities it's easier than in others.
Yeah, I would say so. It definitely depends on that as well. But I think like even in relationships, you need to put in the effort. It just won't come on its own. That's, for example, I remember I really am glad for this opening week, which we had in the beginning of the year. I mean, everyone was new, so that we were like all in the same situation. And I just remember like I would go to the auditorium for like whatever talk that there was on in the morning. And I would just like sit next to someone and just like start talking with them. Obviously with some people I stayed in touch, with some people I didn't. Like really just being open and putting yourself out there does really help.
That's very good advice. I remember my opening week was during Corona pandemic. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that exciting. I remember just sitting in and watching transmission. You know, things like that. So it wasn't that exciting, I guess. But it still was a great chance to meet mm-hmm. lots of new people anyway, but mainly just from your group. Mm-hmm. Because I remember that back then, When I think about it, it's so funny actually, but when you wanted to enter any party, for example, or like some just bigger event, you had to bring proof that you were tested 24 hours at least before entering the party. Mm-hmm. So that was, yeah, that was actually really, that feels at least like weird memory, you know, because right now when everything, let's say, get back kind of to normal, I can't even imagine, you know, going to a party, bringing my test, you know, each time I want to enter, yeah, an event.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't really gone to parties during the COVID, so I cannot, like, I don't have experience with how it was, but
here at the campus, like, if you wanted to go to a bigger lecture because there's something, you had to bring the test. Yeah.
Did you have to pay for every single test? Or was it
No, it was for free.
Okay. Well, because
our university was providing that. Okay, yeah.
Because I mean, for students, like, to...
So like every day, basically every day they were putting into your nose this thing, and I remember just crying. This was every day going to classes, because also to some classes and seminars you had to have this... Yeah, proof of test. So it was just crazy, you know, just every day you start your day from putting this thing into your nose and crying. Yeah. What does it actually feel like for you to be an international student in Germany?
Yeah, so for me, I would say I don't feel like too much of an international student, like international, but I also obviously am not German, so I just am like going in between these two worlds, and I enjoy that, because it means you can see more of the world, let's say.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Let's talk about self-discovery, because for some, studying abroad is actually about that. Were there like one surprising thing you've learned about yourself during your time in Germany?
So I think also discovery depends on where you're going and what you're looking for. Obviously, the further you go from home, the more you will discover, I suppose. I mean, I've been in Europe my whole life, but I did actually learn more about Europe. That will be like one thing I learned about myself, and that is that I just realized we Europeans, we do things in a certain way, some things which maybe are super obvious to us because we never question them. But when you look at the other parts of the world, you see that people in other parts of the world do things differently. And what I really like about Europe, and I think in Germany is most pronounced, is the sort of, well, it's the way of working. So I think when I look into the US, it's usually like those images of like hustle culture. Obviously, there's not the whole US, but at least in terms of what US presents itself at, it usually is that, you know, like people just sort of living for their work. I was that, like that in the past as well. Like I did really spend a lot of time working, maybe sometimes too much. But what I really like about Germany and in Europe is like work is part of your life, but it's not your life, just your life, you know, like you have a lot of paid vacation, obviously, in comparison to US, for example. But it's also just normal to not reply to emails during weekends and focus on other things in your life. So I think that's something which I like discovered, that I like that, because the environment I was in before, it was an international school, sort of in the direction of the US.
So where do you see yourself in the future? What's your plan for the next few years?
That's an interesting question, as always. I think in the immediate future, I see myself in Hong Kong. So in digital media, we have major this opportunity to go to Hong Kong for 2 years to study at the City University of Hong Kong.
Is it like the most international university in the world, actually?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was doing like some research, and I think that Hong Kong was somewhere like on the first place.
Oh, maybe Hong Kong itself.
Maybe as a city.
Maybe. Yeah, so in digital media major, we have this opportunity to go to Hong Kong for 2 years to study at the City University of Hong Kong. So I did apply, got accepted, and I'm going from January. So I think that's going to be an interesting experience for sure, because I mean, it's Asia, and I mean, it's a different continent, different culture, very much still kind of westernized. I mean, Hong Kong, yeah, but it's going to be a change for sure. So that's one thing. Then I'll see what I'll decide to do after that. Maybe I'm going to do master's. Maybe I'm going to start working right away, or maybe I'm going to combine it somehow. There are so many opportunities these days and ways of living that it's hard to know. And I think Hong Kong is, like what we were talking about also about the self-discovery, I think Hong Kong is going to definitely change some things and then change my attitudes and change the way how I can see what are the possibilities in the future.
And do you see somewhere in this future plan of yours Germany?
Yeah, so definitely after Hong Kong, I'm still gonna be here at Leuphana for some time because I need to finish the bachelor here, the German one, because if I stay in Hong Kong for 2 years, then I will have like a Hong Kong and German bachelor, because it's a program which then takes also longer than the usual time. I think for master's, probably. And yeah, I mean, I can also imagine living in Germany for some time after like finishing studies in general. I can also imagine going somewhere else, but I very much do like Germany. Some people, especially internationals, who like don't see so much of like, so for Germans it's not like that because they are Germans, so obviously they see it, but some internationals, just from the way how I speak about Germany, they are saying like, oh Lukasz, like you're like already half German, which I'm definitely not, but yeah, I do like Germany, so I might be for some time.
So, Lukasz, if you could leave our listeners with a piece of advice or a reflection based on your journey, what would it be?
So, I would say, since I suppose you are listening to this before you are coming to Germany, I would say that if you are not like applying to Germany right now, but like you are, maybe you have one more year to go or two more years to go, if you like Germany, like the culture, or maybe you're interested in the language, then I would say do learn it a bit at least, because it's going to make your life much, much easier here. And as we also talked about, it's going to make make you able like to interact with Germans much, much more. And then when you come to Germany, even if you didn't speak German, I would say make yourself interact with Germans. It's maybe going to be hard in the beginning, because obviously you are going to be drawn into the international community by the force of nature. But if you don't do it in the beginning, then I think it's going to be harder and harder to do it later on. And I think you're going to definitely benefit from knowing Germans as well. And you will meet some very nice people.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So, thank you so much for your time, Lukasz.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leuphana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.